Guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, kind of a mixed quiet day, and probably quiet is more the key word here.
You know, it is, Randy. You're right. Very close to unchanged. I think you look at the planting progress, and it's well ahead of the five-year average for both the corn and the soybeans. You look at the corn market slightly higher and maybe a little short covering bounce coming into play there. Rumors that China's in town looking for some corn. And then the recent strength in the crude oil market offering some support. But just not a lot of news out there today, a lack of any fresh export sales. And, you know, good weather again, keeping a lid on these markets.
Well, not only that, but planting progress roaring along for corn and beans other than North Dakota, basically.
You know, it really is. I mean, you look at how far we are ahead of the five-year average for both corn and soybeans, and like I said, certainly keeping a lid on the markets, and when you look at the acres that are going in, and they're going in early, early planted acres usually lead to some additional production. So we'll see how that pans out as we move, through the summer and into fall.
Had kind of a little bit of a mixed cattle market here today, although it looks like we're going to end up maybe a little firmer.
We are, kind of a mixed bag, like you said. I think, traders looking at the declining box values, and that's adding some weakness. You're looking at some processing issues that could certainly influence that marketing number in Friday's cattle on feed report. And traders just a little cautious. I think when you look at total volume as of yesterday that was traded in the markets here in the live cattle, feeder cattle, and it was a marketing year low. So I think traders have just kind of backed away from those markets with all the volatility. So not a lot of direction there. And again, pretty good demand as far as the meat side of things go. But again, some volatility in the futures. Lean hogs are sharply lower today. Again, the cutout market's been slipping lower, and we've got a backlog of hogs there as well, so I think that's adding some pressure.
It's going to be interesting to see the cold storage and the cattle on feed report here come Friday.
It will. I think you look at the cold storage, you'd expect those numbers to be down with the demand that we've seen shortage that we've seen as far as product in the grocery stores. And then you look at the on-feed and place numbers expecting to be sharply lower. But marketing numbers on the cattle side of things are expected to be down about around 20-25% too from last year. So that'll play into the market, and we'll see what happens. But those two reports here later in the week will certainly be a driver for some direction.
Definitely. Anything else we need to be talking about?
I think just looking at the weather and I don't see anything real threatening there, but it's something to keep in mind. And the government came out with the coronavirus food assistance program. I released some of that information today. It'll take a bit of time here to go through and decipher that, but it looks like there's some assistance again to the meat side of things in addition to the grains. So we'll continue to look at that as well.
All righty, very good. Thanks much, Brian. Appreciate it.
You bet. You have a great day.
Yep, talk to you on Friday.
We'll talk on Friday.
All right,
you bet. Thanks,
good.
Randy.
Yep, we'll see you.